Chapter 1. At the Opera. High society in New York in the early 1870s was a very small world. Everyone knew everyone else's business. They all went out in the evenings, dressed in their finest clothes, to attend the theater, the ballet, or the opera, to visit people and to be seen. They gossiped about upcoming marriages and recent scandals. The ladies approved or disapproved of one another's dresses and hairstyles. Hundreds of pairs of eyes watched out for something irregular, something scandalous or ridiculous, and hundreds of tongues were ready to talk about it. One January evening, Newland Archer went to the opera. The famous soprano, Christine Nielsen, was singing in Faust at the New York Academy of Music. Everyone was there. As Madame Nielsen was singing a passionate love song, Newland looked over at Mrs. Manson Mingott's box. Mrs. Mingott herself was far too old and fat to go to the opera, but her family used the box. Tonight, her daughter Augusta Welland was there, beside her sister-in-law, Mrs. Lovell Mingott. Behind them sat a young woman in a white dress. This was Mrs. Welland's daughter, May. She was staring at the love scene on the stage. Her eyes were bright, and she was blushing, as the blonde soprano sang out,
"Mama!"
triumphantly.
"The darling,"
thought Newland with pride and satisfaction.
"She doesn't even know what it's all about. When we're married, we'll read Faust together by the Italian lakes."
That afternoon, he and May had told each other their feelings.